This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson. Coming up, we'll hear about an effort to counsel gang members in the hospital right after they have been shot. The theory is that getting to them so soon after trauma may be the best way to end the cycle of violence.
But first, let's take a closer look at what Republicans are proposing today on a highly contentious national issue, immigration reform. GOP leadership at the party's annual retreat are floating a plan that would allow a form of probationary work status for the 12 million undocumented immigrants currently in the United States. It's the first step in a plan that might eventually lead some of these workers to full citizenship. And it's a plan that some Democrats say they could work with, but many conservative Republicans strongly disagree with. Joining us now with more from NPR in Washington is Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. Hi there, Alan.
Hello.
So first of all, let's talk about what's specifically being proposed at the GOP's annual retreat. It's not full legislation yet, but take us into some of the details.
Right. To be clear, we're still at the principle stage of things. So this is their broad strokes of what they think might end up getting into a bill. But what they're proposing is you take these 12 million undocumented immigrants, and first they go into this probationary period. During that, they can stay in the country, they can work, they can live here. And during that time, the government has to take many steps to secure the border, to improve interior enforcement. And if all those sort of benchmarks are reached, then they can get a more sort of permanent work permit to stay in the country and continue working here. Then after that, those who already qualify for the existing channels to get a green card to eventually get citizenship, they can go to the back of that line and apply and eventually hopefully get green cards or citizenship. But that does leave a big portion of that undocumented population that will never be able to get citizenship.
I see. So let's start at that first step, though, the probationary work permit. Would all of the 12 million undocumented immigrants who are working even qualify for that step?
This is one of those things. They haven't laid that out, but if it follows any of the different incarnations that this has taken in the last couple of years, I mean, they would have to pass a criminal background check. They would have to register with the federal government. They would have to sort of show that they're not, as Republicans in the House are very insistent, that they're not on welfare programs, that they're self-sufficient. So there are probably going to be a lot of steps that they would have to reach before they can reach that probationary status, but a lot of them are expected to be able to qualify. Mm.
I'm seeing here that for those, presuming that this plan could someday become a reality, the number of the undocumented immigrants that might eventually make it all the way to full citizenship is only 6 or 7 million, so roughly half of them.
Exactly. And that's one of the big differences between what the Senate has done and what the House is doing. Under the Senate bill that was passed way back in June, it seems like forever ago, theirs is a little more inclusive. It allows the estimates are up to like 9-10 million to be able to eventually attain citizenship. And the House approach, they've been a little bit more resistant to granting, as they deem it, amnesty to folks who came here illegally. So this is sort of their middle ground, like not barring all of them from citizenship, which is what some in the House would like to do, but at least opening up that avenue to those to at least about half of them, a little bit more than half, or what the estimates are calling for.
Right. So a middle ground. And yet you said when we got started that we're still at the principles level of things at the GOP's annual meeting today, because, I mean, immigration reform is, as you know, is one of the more divisive issues within the various factions of the Republican Party. I mean, I'm seeing here that Representative Steve Daines of Montana, who's a freshman now running for an open Senate seat in that state, told his colleagues, quote, that taking up this immigration idea would be, quote, the worst thing we could do for his race. What's the reaction from the more conservative parts of the party?
And that's always been the difficulty. Since we started on this road to a possible immigration solution more than a year ago, this is what we all knew we would kind of get to this point, that there is this core in the House that is just naturally resistant to this. And so it's been, the Senate actually spent their months last year and actually got the bill through. But here we are, and it's very difficult to convince a lot of there are some that just are not going to vote for anything that allows the undocumented immigrants to remain here under any circumstances. And so what the House leadership is trying to do is figure out, what that middle ground is, what that fine line is, where they can get enough Republicans on board to say that and the majority of Republicans support this. It's a very difficult proposition in the House especially. You've got a lot of districts that just don't have a lot of Hispanic voters, where immigration just isn't that big of an issue. So a lot of them are very resistant to this. So this is, it's like you said, this is the very, very first step of the House working on this. And it's going to be really difficult to convince enough of them to get it through.
You've been covering immigration for a while, though. So how much of an appetite generally or genuinely do you think there is within the party to go as far as working hard to get to specific legislation?
I mean, it's really tough to say. I mean, where we are today with the introduction of these principles, you can look at it two ways. The optimists, the immigration advocates, are looking at this and saying, look, Boehner, Cantor, Ryan, the leadership of the Republicans are pushing for this. They're making this one of the main issues at their retreat. This is one of the things that they really want to get moving on very quickly. So there's all sorts of reasons for optimism for those folks who are hoping for this thing to get through. But at the same time, Boehner, Cantor, Ryan, the leaders of the Republican Party, it's taken them well over a year to even develop principles. Mm-hmm. And so I just can't keep coming back to that enough, the idea that these are principles that may get turned into a bill that may get through the House, that may go to a conference with the Senate. I mean, there are still many, many steps to go, there's no question it's going to be a loud and boisterous fight in that House, so it's going to be tough to get through.
Alan Gomez is immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you.